With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Do you know what your partner's up to when you're away and they're all alone?
No, what?
They're listening to the Screw Podcast, of course.
What's that?
Sit back, relax, and listen.
And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict.
Thanks for tuning into the Screw Podcast with Felicia Rose and A-Love.
Oh my god, it sounded like you were on fast forward like a chipmunk. You said that so fast.
I feel like all of our intros are always me being like, oh, I didn't realize it started. So I felt like I was gonna be sharp this time, but instead it came out like, you know, I was on fucking Adderall.
Right, that's what it sounds like. You like up to speed like in a porno. And they're like, oh my god. How are you?
You want me to do that for the whole podcast?
Yeah. No. Oh my god, I can't listen that fast.
I would lose energy like 2 minutes in.
Yeah.
I'm all right. I don't know. It's a filming day for me, so it's one of those.
Oh, so you're taking some time to talk to the Screw Podcast.
Yeah, I took time out of fucking myself to chit-chat.
Nice. How are you as far as stamina? Why can I never say that word? Stamina.
Well, I'm taking today somewhat easy. I have a really cool idea that I'm gonna film later. I made my roommate delete herself off of our surveillance cameras, and I'm gonna set them up in my bedroom as if. And like do like a surveillance, which I don't think would be allowed on like some of the platforms I'm on, but I believe I can get away with it on like at least Loyal Fans and maybe ManyVids. So I'm gonna do like a surveillance, like caught on tape, got girl masturbating, my Airbnb host caught me masturbating on tape, nice. And I asked him to give me a copy, you know, like something where it sounds like it's not completely non-consensual.
Can you imagine?
I'll have to spin it some way.
Actually setting up like an Airbnb like that for like naughty folks, like come to my Airbnb.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. I would absolutely love to have like a little fuck cabin where people could come and either felt like, honestly, one of my biggest issues with my job is being unable to film whenever I want, because I either have multiple roommates at a time with differing schedules, or I have a roommate that can't leave the house for some reason. You know, like one time one of my roommates broke their ankle, for example, and I couldn't film for a month. Like, so a lot of my issue is that I run into is with like where to film. So in a perfect world, I'd own a little like cabin for people to be able to rent out specifically to film. Then that way they're not worried about like, oh, like what if it's frowned upon, or what if, you know, like a lot of people are nervous to film in, say, hotels. You saw what happened the last time I filmed in a hotel. Like somebody knocked at my door. I don't know what that was about. Still to this day don't know. But, anyways, my point being, I think that would be a fun idea to like host a space for people to legally film their content without worrying about repercussions or creeps watching them or something, you know? Yeah,
totally.
Like, yes, there's surveillance cameras, but you get them for the weekend. Like, you get ability to take that photo. Like, I'm not looking at it kind of thing, you know, or something like that.
No, I mean, since we're kind of, I don't know if this culture is ever going to advance, like, in its sexual, like, whatever term I want to use, like advancement, it's progression,
freedom
yes. So like in lieu of that, like I do think like the community needs to get better at doing things kind of like on its own and behind, you know, like I get these ads all the time through booking.com for like, you know, meet at Steve's place. Like they're actually rent shares, but it's like Steve's like all natural nudist retreat. And like, it's like Steve has three bedrooms at his house and he's welcoming and they make breakfast. Yeah. It's like a snotty Airbnb of sorts, which
is cool. But sometimes you don't want the host there.
Right. True.
You know,
true.
You don't know what you're walking into. Somebody that does this for like a living, like yeah. they host a naughty space for a living, that and they're there, I don't know, that gives me yeah, pause.
Right, like, it does seem know, like you're
I
just,
don't know Steve, why right. would I want to be a part of that, you
see
know?
I've always said that I'm like, you need these things need to be way more neutral of the owners. Like, I appreciate a good yeah. deviant who wants to start a business, but like, I've been to these things like all over the planet at this point, you know, whether it's, you know, a massage spa or like a bathhouse yeah. or whatever. And, you know, the ones that I think work the best are like the ones that are kind of most led by the participants that, like, you know, are utilizing this yeah. space. And I only meant to bring that up for like the wide variety of like actual adult interactions that I think people could like start creating in a world that is like not really looking yeah. like it's going to have more adult, you know, the U.S. doesn't look like it's going to become more European anytime soon, so to speak, you know, so.
It's just, when I look at this kind of stuff, I always think to myself, it's too bad there's not, like, more queer or woman-owned spaces like that. Absolutely. And also, you know, I would love to say that I would trust somebody that ran a space like this, but I have been burned so many times sure. by people that have an inability to disconnect themselves from their fetishes, I guess, if you will. So, you know, and so they, I'm just saying that a lot of the people, and not all, so, and I know that there's some people listening that have offered me spaces, so I'm probably not talking about you, let's be honest, but you would know if I was. I've been offered by quite a few people, oh, I have a space you can film in. And then the follow-up is, I'll sit in the room and in the corner while you film. You know, so they yeah. like, they give me this whole like, oh, I can be your savior of you needing a space to film. Okay. And also, I plan to be a part of it. You need my space. So it is expected for me to be able to witness what you're doing. And it's like, well, I don't want that. Like, I'm not yeah. comfortable with you. If I was comfortable with people watching or listening, I would just do it at my house with my roommates home, right? Like, that, yeah. it doesn't, that's not the point. I, first of all, I'm creating a scene with somebody that's supposed to be there that isn't there typically. Yeah. And so having a third party in the room, like I have an imaginary person I'm supposed to be imagining and like acting out a scene with, right? And now I have a third person in the room like staring at me. Like, at that point, I'm just a producer and right. do like actual fucking porn, you know? What are we doing here?
That's exactly where my head was like wandering while you're
right.
Saying
like
that.
You're watching me talk to myself. Like that's just like, awkward. Oh like never. I don't care. Listen, it's most a production. Of the people that offer this stuff have seen my pussy. It's sure. not. That's not it's the not part about I'm that. Shy about.
Yeah.
I don't trust.
It's like having it's like having a supervisor breathe down your neck while you're trying to type up yeah, your spreadsheet. Yeah, it's just like, this is a, get the fuck out of here.
I have to, and also it's a headspace thing. Like yeah. I can't get into the headspace if you're jerking off in the corner and no, my scene is.
It's
about
too many people to pay attention to.
Me and my sister, you yeah. know, it's like what that doesn't work. Are you filming this, by the way?
No, are you?
Oh, you should be because my
okay.
boobs are up.
How do I do that? Okay, hold on.
I don't know. You do that last time.
No, hold on. I got it. Screen recorder is right there. She's going to ask me media and mic, and I'm going to say
I'm like
yes.
the one time I don't look like trash bag on this thing.
Okay, pretty good too.
Tonight I'm filming my – you do – I was going to say the visual is great. You look great.
Well, I'm a little look like drunk and crooked.
Well, yeah, now you're under like a hole of something. Like there's something in the How's way that? Of there. That's better.
Something in the way.
But like your lighting, your skin looks really good. But yeah, so – yeah. So wait, what was it? Where was it going with that? Oh, anyway, so I don't know. If you host – I just don't. No. Like, look. I don't trust men that host that kind of stuff, unfortunately. Like, as a blanket way to keep myself safe. I'm not saying that there isn't possibly a man out there that creates a safe space for people to go film their shit.
But fuck that.
But every time I've experienced a man offering me a safe space,
Because
I have like two friends that offered me spaces that did not.
Fine. There's the exceptions to the rule, but like, you know,
the rule is still there.
I was sort of like thinking back when you were saying this, like, you know, and I know it's not the same exact thing, but like, I remember thinking, what are the ways that these things always like have like an air of innocence to them, but then they end up turning on you, right? Like the guy who offers like, just want to give out free massages. Okay. Like, you know, like, all right, maybe it's just like, I want to like touch somebody fetish, but then they come out like naked and like their like dick is resting on your thigh. You know, it's like that's not what we talked about.
In Sex in the City, and I'm only pulling from that show because I know it's so relatable and I've also been rewatching it.
Okay.
It's like this scene in Sex in the City where what's the wafy one?
You're asking the wrong Marigold.
Is it God? Why do I always forget their names? Like, I don't, but then I do.
Isn't it like Tiffany, Sandy?
Not Tiffany and Sandy.
Lorette.
I think it's Charlotte.
See? I knew it was something Charlotte. Like that. Lorette. Charlotte.
It's Charlotte. So Charlotte is at a shoe store and she cannot afford the shoes that she really fucking wants. And the shoe salesman is like, I can give you a crazy discount or free or something like that. And all of a sudden she's walking down the street with her friends and they're like, how the fuck did you afford those shoes? And she's like, oh, the shoe salesman just really wanted me to have them and I model them for him. And then like the wheels are turning and she's like, oh, this is a foot fetish thing. This has nothing to do with him being fucking nice.
Yeah.
Like 9.9 times out of 10, the person is not being nice. Totally. They're hoping, like, I always wait for the follow-up DM. There's always follow-up DM. Somebody's being nice in my inbox. Yep. Oh, I could help you out, or I could possibly help you out with this thing. And I'm like, oh my God, that's such a really sweet offer. Thank you so much. And then I wait, and it's like 15 minutes later, something about, you know, and I'd really like to see that, or something, you know, and maybe sometime you can offer me. And it's always that. And it's so, I'd love to believe in a world where people are just so innocent and sweet and offering free things, but free is never fucking free. Let's be for real. And if it is, it's usually a really good friend of yours that wouldn't be, you would have already established that they can do this thing for you, right? If that makes sense. So.
No,
but I do have a friend that offered me a space and I don't know if it will work because the lighting is not wonderful in it. But I thought that was very sweet of them to consider me.
Totally. Look, it's it's not about.
Jesus.
Yeah. Something got in my nose. I don't know what. It was probably all that like marijuana vaporizing that just occurred. And then I was like, wait, I'm not in the comfort of my own house. I should probably be a little bit more careful.
Yeah, maybe a little.
Just a hair. But fuck it. It's college, whatever. No, but like it sucks to always have to like have this like slightly skeptical, pessimistic kind of like thing about dudes, but hey, like as a dude and like dealing with dudes,
right?
Yeah, they fucking suck, you know.
Well, especially when you're a sex worker, you know,
that's what I mean. I mean,
there's automatic assumption that you're gonna give goods and services away.
Yeah. Well, in the context, and it's not even that. I think it's that they feel like, what the fuck? I can just try because you're already a commodity to me. Like you're something that's meant to be bargained with, not something that's meant to be like humanized. And I do think that people have to be very careful. And, you know, so I want to tell you about this experience and it's kind of weird. And like, I'm not going to like name anybody, but like some of the, like the models or people on OnlyFans are like really super aggressive, like at least in like the queer
a sales way.
not just sales, but like guessing all these like Dahmer sub roles and like sometimes talking like really nastily, unprovoked, like, you know, suck my cock, faggot, and like shit like that.
Whoa.
Like, and I'm
whoa,
like,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
I'm being dead serious right now. I'm not even, this isn't even fodder. And like, I was like, so like, I just went and like unfollowed, unsubscribed. Like, you know, I'm like, I'm not going to harp on, like, I'm sure this method works with some, but it did make me think about, like, what is the overall experience people are having in these, like, situations, like, models, customers, like, because there's a, like, definitely I smell, like, a taste of, like, toxicity at least going on with, like, the queer, like, space, queer male purchasing space of this, like, where it's perfectly fine if a lot of these, like, dudes recording porn are straight or stuff or whatever, like, you make your hustle however you make it. But, like, I do think, like, everybody is, like, maybe holding on to a lot of stereotypes with the fantasy interacting that's going on. And it's...
I'm sorry, but there's no... There are unspoken rules that you do not just begin a fantasy on a thing like OnlyFans without the person's consent and information being exchanged first. So, for example... Yes, each day of the week I put out different types of content, and that content might not be for you.
Sure.
Okay, that's fine. There's 700, you know, there's 700 other videos you can look through, right?
Sure.
So that piece is not what I'm talking about, but the direct interactions with my customers and fans, I will never, like, for example, people getting a dick rating from me. I specify, if you would like to be shamed, you need to tell me ahead of time. Sure. There is no assumption. You could send me a 1-inch dick and want me to speak kindly about it. And I'm going to, unless you tell me I like to be shamed. You could have a 15-inch dick and still want to be shamed. The assumption that it's all small penis humiliation is wrong. Sometimes people just like their dick humiliated regardless of the size. But I do not do that. I do not assume anything, especially when it comes to direct one-on-one interaction. I even, you know, even in my posts, they're just very kind and they're just my personality. Mm-hmm. You don't get mean Felicia unless I'm uploading a mean video and then like maybe the verbiage of the post itself is a little like sassy. Or in a direct interaction, you ask me to be mean to you. I am never going to assume that you like to be called a slur, which I don't use on my fan sites anyways, but do you know what I mean? Like, I'm never going to assume you're going to want to be called, you know, a pussy ass loser or anything like that. Like, that's such a,
well, and
unless,
like,
I truly have, unless your entire image and brand right is hinging on that, like, you only sign up, like, unless it says in your fucking bio you only sign up here if you want to be fucking shamed and humiliated, okay, that's different. But like, to just have a generic, just a general page that's like, come see me, blah blah blah, and then all of a sudden you're in somebody's DMs having an interaction that might be a complete turnoff to them, it might be triggering to them. That is, you have to have consent when it comes to these interactions. Well, for a creator to do that without your consent, unless, again, unless they're specifically trying to advertise one type of video one time, no, don't come in my DMs and talk shit to me unless I ask you for that. That's fucking weird.
Well, and there's certainly something, I don't know, how would I, like it's, you know, I get like reaching out to people, but I think a lot of this is just, it's either got to be like, I think it's somewhat like experience, lack thereof, or a very particular kind of experience, you know. And I, because like there's certainly like people on these things that like present like a Dom profile or whatever, and like you kind of, and like are describing who they are and kind of what they do. I'm not, and I think that's okay, but like if you check historically, even the people doing that, they wait to establish like kind of like what the boundaries are. If they know enough to present like a Dom like profile, they know like to be respectful enough to figure out where is like to gauge where this Dom sub like thing like, what does it look like for this person? Because it doesn't always look the fucking same for everybody, folks.
If you've ever, if you go through my OnlyFans messages as just an example, and I'm not saying that I'm the queen of knowing how to do this stuff. Sure. I'm not, because I would be way more successful, right? Like, I would have a higher retention rate. People would stick around for longer, whatever. I don't fucking know what I do wrong that makes people. I think it's just because they want to see me get fucked. But
yeah,
regardless, if you go through my messages, I think I handle my interactions at least decently. You know, yeah, some people might be looking for more for free, and I don't do that. Like, a lot of times people will start to kind of like sexy talk with me, and I'm sorry, but unless you're paying for sexting, like, I'm only going to go so far with that. But I digress. Yeah. When it comes to my inbox, unless you've never spoken to me before, because there's plenty of people that just subscribe and watch and they don't actually interact, and that's fine too. That's your shit. That's up to you.
Hell yeah.
Those other people that have interacted, their names, you have the ability to make somebody's kind of display name whatever you want. So I will literally name somebody their shoot name, like their real name, if they've given me that, what they like, what they've requested, you know. So it'll say, you know, Salvatore, sub, feet, aggressive language. That will be his display name, so that when Salvatore Feet Aggressive Language comes into my inbox, I can be like, listen, you little fucking loser, are you sending me a tip today? I'm not gonna say that same thing.
Sure.
To yeah, fucking Victor Dominant likes to spit on girls, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna say so, like, if you are so lazy doing your job that you can't possibly go through and make sure that you have the right people marked as such and only speak to those people accordingly, like, that you're lazy and you're shitty at your job, and you're the reason why people end up fed up with this kind of business model, and they end up not coming back.
Well, that's
for
the thing.
The rest of the people.
I mean, everybody knows there's the ability to message, and, like, I guess, like, what I would have, like, and I get, like, people are trying to hustle, like, new content and whatever, and I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about, like, the kind of, like, auto-generated, like, email blast.
Like, you know, it's
yeah,
for everybody.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
I'm talking about, like, you know, seeing that they're online, they're either trying to, like, get you to buy, like, a custom, which is also fine, or, like, some sort of, like, sexting, like, package, which is also fine. But, like, I like the ones that put out, you know, when they do hit you up, they ask, like, hey, you know, what are you up to right now? Are you into talking dirty for a little bit? Like, there's some sort of, like, you know, because it's, like, one thing, like, like, I'm on this, like, I have 5 minutes to look at something, and then, like, I'm done, you know? So, like,
yeah,
it's not like I'm done, but, like, I'm just browsing real quick, and then, like, I'm pivoting to something else, and then you get back on, and, like, it's, like, sometimes it's, like, really sweet, I get, you know, guess you're busy right now, so they don't bother you, you know? Like, it's kind of, like, and then, or it's, like, all these, like, aggressive messages, like, you know.
I have never once logged in, looked to see who was online, and then bothered them.
Yeah.
I just post, like, hey, I'm available for sexting tonight if you want to set up something.
I mean,
like, I never directly message just because somebody's online.
I've been trying to follow these patterns, too. Like, when does this happen? This often happens before the weekend. And so, like, I can totally see, like, Thursday, Friday, yo, I'm going to, like, get extra harassy for some, like, extra video, you know, and, like, some of the prior, like, they'll send over, like, $49.99, watch me and my friends jerk off together. I'm like, for $49.99, you better be banging each other in every fucking hole for, like, at least 30 minutes.
Well, I will, like, defend that
what?
Pricing. You have to remember,
no, I know,
if
I know.
if it's that person and somebody else, they all take a cut.
No, for sure. For sure. I'm just saying, it's usually, like, a 15-minute clip of, like, highly underwhelming. Like, and
I get it.
You know, but it's, like, that's how the kind of, and it's not even scammy. Like, dude, you hustle however you want to hustle, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you do well and people, like, buy it and, like, and they pay your price, awesome. Like, you know, but, like, also some of us, like, are definitely not going to, like, not going to pay for that. Like, we want to.
Of course. Yeah.
You know,
like, I sell my BBW full frontal nudity content post gaining all the weight that I've gained.
Yeah.
I sell it for no less than you know, $45
no, totally.
Of video.
Again.
And it's 3 minutes of me showing my belly, like, and people buy it.
Yeah.
And lots of people do not buy it.
Right.
And that's fine. But the point is, totally. I don't want people watching it unless they're super into the thing. And if you're
totally.
Super into the thing,
no,
you'll pay the price.
Totally. Exactly. And I guess that, like, I'm not critiquing their price point. I'm critiquing my price point. Like, I know.
No. I'm not saying.
I know.
It. No, I understand.
I know.
There's plenty of underwhelmed. I know so many people. The other day, somebody came to me and was like, "I spent double what you charge on a sexting session," and the girl was giving me one-liners during it, and I was like, "What?
Yeah, are you
saying?" And he was like, "I was sexting with like a MILF lady. Like, she was older." And, like, that was her whole gimmick, was that she was a MILF.
Yeah.
And she kept saying one-liners that were, like, taking me out of the headspace of wanting to come. She literally was saying something like, you know, oh, I can't remember what the example was, but I was like, yo, that's the least sexy thing I've ever heard. And he was like, it just felt so gimmicky and clearly, like, yeah. She wasn't into it. And I was like, you know, I wish there was a way for me to, like, tell the world that my content is only made with, like, I'm not trying to sell you anything.
Sure.
I want you to have what you like.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
I want you to sign up, okay? I want you to sign up. And then once you're there, I want you to like what you see. And if you don't like anything there, once you're there, after a month, okay, bye. Like, I get it. Not everybody likes everything that everybody puts out.
True.
But, like, the whole extras, the add-ons, I don't want you to ever walk away being like, that was mediocre. And yes,
yeah.
I've said once in a while there is that kind of interaction that's just a little off. Like, maybe I wasn't the right person for them to do that thing with. And that's okay. That happens.
Yeah.
But I would be mortified if most of the people that I was doing anything with, any service with, walked away unhappy with the
yeah.
service that they just paid for, especially because
yeah.
those extras are usually pricey, you know.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
that whole salesy thing is, it's probably why I'm not great at my job, but, like, you know, I am not gonna ever be a saleswoman to you. I'm going to sell the stuff that I'm gonna sell it, and be, that's why my descriptions are extra long, because I don't want you to purchase something unless you fucking want
it,
you know.
Too. Yeah.
Like, I don't want you to have anybody sign up for something, sign up for a bigger purchase, and then be like, fuck, that purchase was so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You totally want it to be a good fit. Like, I was thinking about
yeah.
this, like, no matter what, you know, like, there's all sorts of things that, like, you know, I've been capable, you know, and obviously even with, like, sex work, it's great to, like, at least be able to, like, figure out how to tune your own pleasure into whatever you're doing, you know. But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, absolutely.
But there are also, like, times when you can't, but you do, like, you know, you can do a good job at something,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, whether it's, you know, I don't know. It was like, there's so many to choose from.
I have never watched back my content and not had a wet pussy
mm-hmm.
when editing it.
Sure.
And I'll always say that.
Yeah.
So if I'm so not into something I'm making that my pussy will not be wet if I watch it back, that's an issue.
Mm.
And I won't do it, because that means that I didn't put my all into that thing, and my, you know, that my headspace wasn't there, et cetera, et cetera. It's why, you know, you'll see me making piss play porn, but not scat porn. One, I'm just, I can't get my head. And, like, would I do it for the right amount of money? Of course, I'd do anything for the right amount of money. I'm a broke ass bitch, but I'm not. that watch back is going to be a completely
yeah.
different watch back than when I make the content I like making.
Yeah,
and I like
totally
everything that I make. Otherwise, I just say no to it. Or I'll say, you know, what if we modified this piece? It would make me comfortable
yeah.
and I would be able to show up better for you. And then 9 out of 10 times they say, yeah, that's totally fine. I don't mind that piece being edited.
Well, and that's
you know?
The thing. I think sometimes, like, you know, I always want to remind people that there is, like, a great deal of, what do you fucking call it? Like, there should be a great deal of connection to, you know, organic, like, material, like, stuff that happens
organic material.
I know, like, stuff that happens spontaneously in the moment is derived from, like, just, like, being turned on in general, you know, and not being anything super specific, you know, because I do think It's hard. It's hard in this day and age. I mean, some people be gotten some really fucking specific fantasies these days. And like, and I appreciate like a whole broader social context for that or whatever. I'm not trying to get all there, but like, just as like a, you know, a person that enjoys like sexual talk, sexual conversation, sexuality, I am always like amazed at like some of the things that get like described to me, and I'm like, that is so super specific. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think, okay, on one hand, that's something I could do in a time and a place, like one time, but not something like, I couldn't be that person's partner if that was like their, I need this particular thing every time I have sex, right? Because that's like,
yeah, we've talked about that, that can before.
Be, we like, have, we have. And I'm like,
that, yeah. The need for only like one scene or one specific kind of, yeah, whatever it might be. And it's just so specific that it,
it's so specific.
Unless the other person is also into that thing, it makes it really tough. It's okay to, yeah, have that sometimes, but that's, it's very selfish to not be able to enjoy sex unless it has a, or a sexual thing, yeah, unless it has a very, very, very specific set of instructions that go to it, you know? Like, I was, yeah, I was making content for somebody recently, and the list of what I needed to do was so fucking specific, and I explained that I was like, I'm not sure I did it. I filmed it, but I'm not sure if, like, I hit all the points. And he was like, oh, no, that was just kind of like a rough idea. And I was like, what do you mean a rough idea? You wrote, like, four fucking whole-ass paragraphs. Like, that wasn't a rough anything. Yeah. And he was like, oh, he was like, you could have deviated, but you did a really good, like, he liked it. And it was, it really did it for, yeah, him. But I was so nervous about hitting each of the parts that I felt like it wasn't going to be good enough. And sure, he was like, oh, I didn't. I was like, you gave me way too many details, babe. Like, I thought I had to hit all of these points. And meanwhile, that was not the case at all. But it was funny, yeah, in the long run. He ended up liking it. But
I mean, it is. I mean, it can be fun. Like, I'm usually like, give me like a general like idea.
Yeah.
And I'll usually,
it, listen, it can be specific, but yeah, I thrive off of giving, having at least a little creativity, yeah, and like having,
totally,
the ability to,
totally, like,
make, yeah, up my own lines and things.
Oh, you know? Yeah, exactly. Like, give me the parameters. Am I like, am I more aggressive than you? Am I like sweeter than you? Am I?
So most of my stuff is that I am a family member. That is my number one audience, is that I'm a, yeah, family member, usually a mom, a stepmom, a mom of a friend, an aunt, or a sister. Those are the, those are my top selling,
a mom of
things,
a friend.
Yeah. So my son got home late from school, whatever, not school, because that would make the person not old enough, college, whatever. They're out doing something. Their friend swung by to see me, or to see them.
Yeah.
He wasn't there yet. They caught me cleaning in a skimpy outfit because it's hot out. Uh-huh. And now all of a sudden I'm bent over getting fucked by them. That's typically like, oh, the okay, standard for me.
Okay.
Or like I'm sleeping over at my friend's house and her younger brother caught me in the hallway in my lingerie and now he has to suck my tits because I saw his boner, or I'm going to tell his sister or something. Yeah. Something
I feel like if
like
any,
that.
I feel like if any of these gentlemen have ever like actually engaged in cleaning before, these cleaning fantasies would be like a lot less.
Well, I have a TikTok where I pretend.
No,
to
I know,
be a cleaner,
I know, and
so
I'm like, oh,
weird.
It looks really hot on your TikTok, but like,
yeah, in real life, my cooch stinks while I'm fucking cleaning the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sweating and wearing gross materials.
I, yeah, know.
My cooch stinks is the name of this episode. For the record.
My cooch stinks. Good.
Yeah.
Oh my.
There you go.
No, I don't think.
Lots of views.
You think we will?
I don't know. It'll be funny though.
I had to answer that message in the middle of the call. It's like, my partner said, "Are you still high?" I'm like, "Yep,
yeah.
Sure am."
Sure am. Love that.
Real lifetime updates. You know, but that's why I want to do like I want to do this podcast live somewhere again with like really good technology, because like it'd be fun to like I really want us to podcast from like the gay rodeo. Like I think it would be hilarious. Like,
but how would we podcast from a very loud place?
No. You rent like a box booth. Like, you know, box seats.
So what do we do, like a play-by-play of the rodeo?
Well, no, you don't do you do your
What's
show.
What's the point?
So, like, no, maybe we, like, host the show, right? Because this is, like, I hear a lot of, like, so, like, somebody will come and they'll host, like, you know, you'll have one person that will, like, tell the times or whatever, but, like, somebody will come and host and be like, you know, next up from, like, Alabaster, Michigan, we got Tally Jean Autry. I don't know.
Wait, are we interviewing the people that are involved, or are you just saying like
all of the above
in a space?
Yeah, like we come as like the entertainment. We are the entertainment.
Oh.
Yeah. No, like
we are the entertainment.
Right. Okay, because here's the thing. There's always tons of like, you know, royalty houses there, drag queens and stuff. And I always feel like, unfortunately, like it's just like the cowboys are doing and like the announcing. Like it's a very kind of like they don't integrate their entertainment like as well as they could because they don't have like really good MCs. No offense. Like all the announcers.
So you want us to host?
Yeah. I want us to
end the gay rodeo,
the whole event, like straight
through
to the
dance. Well, that's not hosting a podcast. That's just hosting the rodeo. And I think you could absolutely do it. And I think you should.
I think we should.
I don't know how much the gay rodeo would appreciate me, but
they would love
you.
They would love you because everybody is allowed to host. So I have a friend. So this is crazy. I have a friend.
You have a friend? That's crazy.
And she just became a grandmother. So like I was like,
how
wait.
Is that possible?
Well, because I'm almost 50. You know, that's how that's possible.
Right.
So I have friends that are like also almost 50, and they are definitely like starting to have grandchildren, which is so crazy. Like I haven't even started having my kids yet. Like what the fuck? Like. Hold on time. But like, you know, that's what us bougie white bitches do. We have our kids in our fucking 40s, you know?
Well, listen, your eggs are going to be healthy for a while. You're fine. You don't got to worry about that.
So did you hear, okay, I want your opinion about this, just to divert a little bit. So like, apparently you can like now do embryo screening to find out what the sex biological sex of your child before they even become like,
I mean, joke's on you because they're gonna come out and change their fucking gender because they can, and it's 20 whatever year they do it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
At this point I'm almost like, I think you're dumb for doing any kind of gender reveal. I don't think,
sure, no, for
you know,
sure.
And I know, listen, I know that I'm, you know, I'm part of the woke mob or whatever people want to say about that. Like, I just think that it's so silly at this point to still be doing, like, gender reveals. And only, you know, for the people that truly believe that gender cannot be changed, which makes no sense, fine. I don't, where you're not listening and you have nothing to do with my life, so
yeah,
I don't care. You're not a part of this convo. But for everybody else that believe that gender is chosen, it's a societal construct, that people are, you know, born trans, like things like that, are why are you doing gender reveals? Why do you give a shit? Why? Yeah. Like it doesn't matter in the long run. Your kid is going to choose what they are.
Well,
like,
and hopefully you're working to like kind of raise them with like, I don't know, I want to say almost like a gender neutrality consciousness, like the idea of like explaining these are these things, and they're mostly developed around very commercial and product based concepts of like this and that. And like, I do think it's going to be a non-issue soon, you know, in terms of that. But I mean,
but yeah, I think it's absolutely disgusting for you to be able to like choose the.
Well, so
which embryo do you? I don't know.
Well,
I don't
okay.
Know.
Well, so that, but that's the implication. Nobody's talking about it that way. Everything that I've read speaking of it is just saying they don't discuss what it means if you know, you do this like pre-embryonic or whatever genetic testing, it's got some fucking silly ass term, and discover that it's not the sex, like biological genetic sex that you're hoping for. And I wonder how much they drill down on that. Like, can they see it on like a chromosomal, like most of these things, when you read them, you're getting like a sound bite of like information. But like, then the next question is, well, if you do that testing and you pay for that testing and you decide you don't want it to have that sex, like, are you like scrapping it and like trying to make like, what, like, what is the ethics around? Like, look, I'm not saying creating embryos is the same as having like a baby, but like, it does like put one to pause. Like, how long until we're on that? Like, okay, well, they're not gonna have blue eyes, so fuck that. Like, we're gonna end up having like a whole like dumpster area of like biological waste that is just discarded embryos because they didn't look the way we wanted.
Well, I feel like, when does it become a matter of, you know, here's what I believe. I believe that if your baby is going to live, you know, a painful, horrible life, or going to only live for a certain amount of time, it has a horrible genetic condition, that means that they can, you know, pain, all of that stuff. Like, that's why that testing exists. Sure. Because, of course, who wants to have a child only for it to suffer? Like, what, well, it, you know?
And especially if you know that you're in a high risk because you have a genetic disease in your family. Like,
right. Things like that's that. The reason.
Yeah.
But there's a fine line between, you know, getting in the way of suffering and eugenics. And if we're trying to have babies that are born with blue eyes, that are male, that are blonde, that whatever, that, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Like, you're, what is this Hitler shit? Like, I'm sorry. Like, that's, you don't, fucking fine line, is my point. And I think that you should only really test for genetic mutation, you know, like the things that make sense, the things that we're already, I don't know. I just think that the idea of like, it's not a boy, so I'm going to abort it. Like, that's, what are we doing? Like, that's disgusting.
Well, it does become like really genetic engineering on some level. It does feel a little sci-fi. You know, there was a movie that came out either in like the mid to late 90s or the early 2000s. It's like kind of one of those TV movies. I feel like it had like famous people, like a Glenn Close or something in it. And like the question was like on her husband or somebody worked for like, you know, like a genetic mapping company, and they figured they had like isolated the gene. So like they could now test and see before the baby was born if that baby was going to like have a high tendency for queerness or whatever. I mean, kind of like,
well, that would be cool. So then you could have queer kids like that.
Well, no, sure. But like, you know, it did ask the question, would you still, you know, and like, of course, because it's like the 90s or early 2000s, there's still this like gut-wrenching oppression, victimization conversation going on in the whole thing, saying like, you know, if your life is going to be so hard, and like you're probably going to get HIV, and like, you know, going to have grandchildren, like, why would I want to like make my child suffer through this, rather than like going through the task of making the world a more humane place? God forbid, let's like just genetically engineer out the problem. You know, unfortunately, I do feel like, you know, it's, you know, that conversation about technology. Yes, technology is neutral, but like, how human decide to like utilize it to do awful things is not so neutral. So,
right,
you know, but yeah,
that's nasty. Yeah. That's nasty work. I think again, aside from testing for things that things, you know,
that are problematic
condition stuff,
for sure. And even then, you know, like, you know, like, I'm all for science and technology. I am. It's like, you know, the question always comes down to that fine line of like, you know, because I'm also like a hippie in like the fucking world. And like, it's like natural occurrence. I'm all for, you know, for you naturally occurring to be whoever you are, you know, but also recognizing where that natural occurrence ends and that social engineering begins from like society and stuff. But like, you know, it's why, you know, I have this weird thing that like, I feel like all the interesting stuff about us is like getting like pushed out, you know, the world, like, you know, so it's either like gets commodified to be like all alt and cool, or like, you know, I really, this is my own thing that I'm going to have to deal with as the years go on, is like, I really wanted to see everybody be just more cooler and chiller and like be able to like have conversations that people used to like, you know, blush or frown upon, but like, you know, it was conversations we needed to have, you know? And I just like, but you look really hot.
Hey,
I'm like, oh, this is like, yeah, you look really good.
I'm gonna be caught on surveillance tonight.
Oh, I know. You have to make sure.
It sucks because the app that I like, the security thing I have, it only takes like a clip, so I'm gonna have to fucking download like 300 clips and piece them all together. It's gonna be a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
but it's a good idea. I think it'll be fun.
Don't they have like programs that do that now too? I think you should look. Like, there's like, because I at one time also got like a naughty little thing, but just for my partner and I in the bedroom, so it would look like, you know, we were being spied on, and like, you know,
that's cute.
While, you know, while he was doing embarrassing and violating things to me. Not really, but like, could be seen as shit. See, like, again, if I could be like the world's best sexter, like I can put anything in writing. Like, I don't even have to be that into it. And like, I've read enough erotica. I've had enough conversations, filthy conversations with men and women over the years, that like, I could totally like just be like sexter, like the best sexter. But, you know, like, it's not everybody's scene. People aren't that, like, not necessarily. It's a lost art is what I really feel. Like,
I don't think so. No, I don't think Sex Panther would exist without it.
Okay.
Without it being popular still. So.
Okay. So people still like to send, like, just raunchy messages to each other.
And, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I love that.
For sure. I think people just, the idea, how do I word this without sounding judgmental? I think a lot of people, after the beginning stages of dating, the sexting kind of goes away. The thrill of having like a sexy conversation often kind of falls by the wayside. So I think a lot of people kind of search for that. And, you know, if you're either in a relationship or that you don't do that in anymore, or you're not in a relationship, but you would love the feel of being able to sext, you know, dirty talk with somebody that's in real time responding to you, I think is thrilling. And I think people appreciate it more than they let on. I think that, you know, a lot of people will be like, I need visuals. I can't just sext. I can't just look at this and that. And that's not true. I don't know why they're putting on like a show.
Yeah.
You know, like almost like, oh, I'm too macho. I need to see a dick going in a pussy. And I'm like, oh, I can give you three sentences that'll make your dick hard. So, okay, we can play the game right now.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's this is kind of the theme of our like last month of podcasts. It's like visual versus like there is some sort of like, you know, I get it. You know, it's kind of like the external turn-ons versus like the internal like turn-ons. Like, you know, and I think obviously in my opinion is well balanced is a little bit of both, you know, like even in my attraction, I have things that I find attractive about people, you know, certain like expressions or like physicality or whatever, for sure. I just like really do try to balance that out on what kind of like other energies that person is giving off, and like, and interests, like, do we have a compatibility? Like, keep it simple. I like to suck dick. You like your dick sucked. Awesome. Check. Now let's go to the next level. Ding, ding, ding. You know, like, there is like the art of like some sort of like conversation about sexual compatibility, like, does seem to get like, well, they sent me a dick pic. That must mean like they want me to see their dick, or, you know, like there's a lot of like too much unspoken guessing about what is happening. What is that person like? Like, I think you need to figure out how to start asking is like the name of the game in a respectful, like, fun way, right? You know?
Yeah. I just think not a lot of people are all that great at sexting. So I think when in the right hands, a sexting experience can be super good. Agreed. Right?
And maybe kinda even like teach you how
the
to
same
speak.
Thing as that sex worker that was sexting with my friend that was saying one-liners that got him out of the mood.
That's what
she
I
wasn't
was
good at her job, right. And that's okay.
And that's,
you know,
okay.
That aspect of it, at least, that's fine.
Yeah, maybe she but should pay people... you to teach her how to be a better sexter.
Yeah, I mean, I always sexting think of it as beginners. If I, what I try to do, because I do voice memos too, which is kind of similar in that way, but it's also off the cut. Like, it's just like, you know, I'm doing it all like in one shot. But
improvisational.
I try to close. Yeah, exactly. I try to close my eyes and think of if I were to be told these words. I mean, obviously, it's not always going to be the same context, but if I were to be told these words, would that turn me on? Mm. Can I picture this scene that this person is painting out by closing my eyes? And if I cannot actually see, put myself in the chair I'm supposed to be in the outfit I'm supposed to be in, with the vibe I'm supposed to be feeling, and the energy, then no, it's not good. Mm. If you can't picture the scene that I just laid out for you, then the sexting isn't great.
Yeah.
But you are a great scene setter, so your sexting is very good, and you are somebody that excels in that. And I think that a lot of people don't understand that with the right person.
Right.
It can be a phenomenal experience because they set the scene. They make sure that you understand the details. Everything has, you know, it's not.
It is kind of about like
mound.
Yeah, it is kind of about sex vocabulary a little bit as well.
Like
it
I was is.
Like thinking that like that classic scene from. What is it? Is it 10 Things I Hate About You? Where like the principal or the guidance counselor or whatever, she's trying to write like a erotic novel and like, you know, thinking of different words for saying like erect, like turgid? Or like just like crazy words like that, right? But it's not so much that. It's actually about like understanding the vernacular of whoever you're speaking with, because talking to like boys from New England is not the same as talking to boys from Puerto Rico. I think we know that for like obvious reasons, but like,
there's also the fact that like if it's a book, you have to change the word so that it doesn't appear on your pages 75 fucking times. But in the sext, you don't have to change dick to talk to shaft to whatever the fuck else you call a dick, you know what I mean? I make sure that I know what the person prefers, because some people prefer the word dick and some people prefer the word cock, and something I learned later in life, and I always make sure I check that. And after I check that, I move forward. I literally saw a tweet earlier today where some girl was like, you want to date a white guy until he says, oh yeah, you want that fucking cock? And I died in laughter. I died in laughter because this was something I learned very late in my own life as far as word preference. And I'm not making generalizations. I have no idea like what that percentage looks like, but I have been asked to change my language to dick more often than not by a specific demographic. And it's so entertaining to me that like, there's a difference, and I don't know like the etymology of it or anything like that. Like, I have no idea, but I think it's so interesting.
I do think it's interesting, and I actually find it also interesting when like guys who also speak like, or and girls I'm sure, like who speak other languages like want you, especially if it's like the language they were brought up with, want you to like refer to their cock or dick and whatever like is most used in that language for like a dirty, because there's like a somewhat like, oh, I made this, like, white boys say this fucking nasty ass fucking word. And like, and it like makes my dick twitch, you know? So I find it's very useful to learn like all of like the words for dick in every language, and not just dick, for pussy. It's like very useful on multiple levels.
And cultures too. And yeah. If you're listening to this right now and you didn't know that cock is typically a white guy word, then now you know. And yeah. Now you know to maybe check or change your
sock my cock.
I didn't know to know that.
I've had like 50-year-old guys be like, now take my penis out of my pants. And I'm like,
no, penis, I've never heard somebody oh my God. Say, I want you to refer yep. to my yeah. member as a
member.
Penis.
Member's hilarious. Member is a funny one. My tool. Yeah, get my rod all wet, man. I think there is definitely
rod. Anything that isn't dick or cock, it just cracks me up.
Yeah, me
it
too.
Does.
I have
not
a hard
good
time.
At rod, member, penis, pee-pee, anything infantilizing.
Stick.
Like, ugh.
Stick.
Stick.
Oh, yeah. Suck my stick. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck stick. I've heard that.
Fuck stick.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. Listen, I'll call your fucking piece of shit dick anything you want, but
that one's
I'm going
for all you,
to
humiliation. I was actually thinking about that. Are there? I'm sure there are, but like, are there like dudes with really big dicks that still want you to like shame them into thinking their dick is really small?
Yeah, that's happened to me before, and I'm like, are you just fucking with me? Like, it's kind of annoying.
Right. You're like,
I'm like, oh, it's so little. It would fit inside of me fully. Meanwhile, I'd know. Like, what?
Because, like,
okay.
I've definitely experienced the smaller, like, and wanting to be, like, you know, told it's really big.
Yes, and I've had like, that too. Yeah.
Be like, yeah, fuck. You know, like, and I small, always try
small
to.
Small penis lying.
Yeah, like, I always try to, like, focus more on, like, dude, your dick is so hard. Cause it's like, I do find that is like, holy shit. Like, bless your heart, it's a tiny one, but, like, I've never seen one look more turgid or whatever.
It's throbbing. I can honestly find anything nice about any dick, I really can. Like, that's not, and it's not hard for me to actually give real compliments, but when you want me to tell you that something is that isn't
right,
it's always I'll do it, but in my head I'm laughing because I'm just like, we both know your dick isn't huge.
Have you found any ass shamers? Are there like any ass people into ass shaming? Like, is boob shaming a thing with girls?
I have never heard of that.
Like, off, I wonder.
Most of the women that subscribe to me do like to be shamed. I think one had me shame her pussy before.
Okay.
Which was silly because it was pretty, so I was like, okay.
You're like speaking
up. Oh, it's
up
so
these.
Gross. Ew. Oh, I'm getting those ugly flaps.
Put it on my face. Damn it.
Yeah. I don't want to lick it. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
But it's funny. But like, none of them have none of them have ever asked me to body shame them. It's more of like kink shaming. They want me to shame them because they think about their sister or their, you know, things like that. It's typically, I get a lot of women that are interested in family taboo stuff, which is fun.
Wow.
Because that's, you know, my wheelhouse or whatever. But I don't have, I've never shamed, aside from that one, I've never done any physical shaming for women. But I do get some requests for like ugly shaming. I hate that. I do hate it because I want to reach through the phone and hug you instead and actually tell you what I think of your face. And it's not usually bad, you know, like I want to be like, no, it's actually a nice face. You got a nice face. But I do as I'm paid, and I just hope for the best for that person in the long run. But I do always feel bad because I'm just like, aw, that person needs like actually some positive affirmations, and instead they're paying. But hey, that's their kink. Listen, I'm not here to figure out why the fuck you have your kink. I'm here to fulfill your kink, and if your kink is something I'm comfortable with, I'll do it. So if you want me to call you an ugly motherfucker, I'll call you an ugly motherfucker. You know, if you want me to tell you that you're not worthy of this pussy and you would never get inside of it even if you were the wealthiest man on the planet, I will tell you that.
Those are so specific, you know? I love it.
I know. It's very, I get very interesting requests, very, very specific.
Yeah.
But that's the point, is people are looking for people to fulfill their specific kink. Otherwise, they could just usually find it online. Yeah. That's the facts.
True.
Unless you are saying their name and you're giving them their specific request.
Yeah. You
know, they don't need to go to you.
Say my name.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I used to love that song. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that is quite, we had like a tour de force of conversation today.
I was going to say, have we been talking for like an hour?
We have, like and this is good, you know, like, look, here's the thing, like, I have a lot of thoughts about sex and like stuff, and so do you, and you know, we've been talking about them for like a couple 20 years, but like, we might as well like talk to our listeners about them too. You know, because it is always kind of this like, hey, I wonder what. And like, I had to report to you back about like this weird aggressiveness with like certain OnlyFans creators, because I was like, whoa, like, I like, you know, good instinct, but no like, I'm like, good instinct, but you have no context. Like, and like, because I don't know what it is about my nature, I'm like, no, fuck you. You don't get to say that until like I tell you you can say that, like, kind
of
stuff to
me. Yeah, of
like,
course. What, but the that's hell? That's the way it should be. Until somebody gives their clear consent.
Yeah.
Again, unless it's written in the fucking bio that this is the experience you're getting here, everybody isn't the same and isn't signing up for the same experience. It's so no, you're not allowed to call your male followers a faggot unless they fucking ask for that behavior.
Like, did
that's
we talk
okay.
about this? Am I confused?
Right.
Like, what? Like,
I didn't give you consent to call me like, a fucking slur. Don't
like, we didn't like discuss any of, you know, and like, whatever, you know, I'll chalk it up to that. For every like shitty one, there's like obviously somebody who is like, you know, does a really good job, and like, and I'm always a fan of like people that have really good instincts that get into this kind of work, because I feel like, oh, that's kind of your calling, like, because I can't distinguish whether you're saying this to me as somebody who like actually wants to fuck me or wants me to like purchase from you, like, and that like has got like a hot indistinguishability to it for me, and like I won't cross that line because I understand what the line is, but like I'm like, wow, that's skills. Like, that's my like kind of rating system. Like, wow, you did well. This seamlessly feels like it could be like a everyday non-cash, you know, inter-transaction kind of discussion, you know?
I feel like a decent amount of the people that really, really excel at understanding everything you just said were at one point in-person sex workers.
Yeah.
Whether they were, whether they were having sex with clients, whether they were
talking,
you know,
to them,
being a dominatrix, whether whatever, I feel like in-person work is a great prereq for online work, and it teaches people a better understanding of consent boundaries, comfort limits, all of those things, because there's a huge difference between helping someone reach orgasm through a computer screen and in person. Obviously, there's so much more care that goes into it and so much more thought in general, you know, depending on what flavor work you did or whatever. But I do think that in my experience, the people that are best equipped for the sales side of the online market have done in-person work and have a different respect for their clients because of it, if you will.
Yeah. I mean, if
not to say that you have to have done it, but there is a correlation.
And honestly, if I had been like, if, you know, 15 years like fresher in my like my approach, and I know there are plenty of dudes my age like doing this kind of stuff, and I do like recognize the ones that like I can definitely tell used to be doing a lot of in-person sex work, and that's great. Like, I find like this medium is like has like lots of potential, you know, but it does require a lot more work than like, you know, well, I guess I don't know how else to describe that. It's like you could hang out at the corner for 4 to 6 hours and nobody will like offer to pick you up for like even a blowy. So like, you know, there's a lot of work where the work is different. And like there's you definitely have a lot more like, I think, control over, you know, some aspects of it. But, you know, I couldn't pay attention to my body that often for that many hours a day, you know. Like, I mean, no, I honestly, I think about the practicality of it. Like, you know, even if, you know, I was super and like, I'm not one of the, I like my body just fine. It's the body I travel with. It's the body I'm born with. But like, I couldn't look at myself that often. And like, and this isn't a judgment. It's just like, I would start becoming like, I would become more self-conscious. I would like, be like, you know, because I at least know myself to know like that, like in-person sex work, like you like my dick in the here and now, great. Like, this is when you
see it. I don't
have
to hear anything about it later on.
You ain't going to see it in 4 hours. you ain't going to remember what it looked like next week.
You're not leaving a rating on
right.
a video exactly. commenting underneath it saying that you don't like it or whatever
exactly.
the fuck.
Exactly. And like, it does. And I, you know, we could probably talk for hours about like the difference and like what that experience like trickles down to. But like, I will say just ever like out of my own experience, like, it does, like, you don't feel as open to critique. Like, you know, like, this is a person that, like, has seen you and wants you in the here and now, and you've agreed on something, and, like, then it's over, you know? And obviously it doesn't go that smoothly 100% of the time, but, like, if you get good at it and you're picking the right kind of, like, clients and filtering through the right stuff, it, like, is at least that. And, like, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody else, you know, in this, like, kind of digital market, people are going home with your image and, you know, like, in their pocket. For me, like, you have, like, my image in your brain and, like, that's it. And so, like, on some level,
that's a good way of putting
it. You may want to refresh that image, you know, like, because you don't have to go to it in your wallet. And that is how people in person get, like, I think a lot of regulars, like, you know, and I think regulars in that profession are, you know, if anybody is actually like thinking about it, is much more realistically bi-weekly or monthly than it is every other day or whatever shit you see portrayed. You have to get a lot of regulars and you have to balance that shit out like kind of equally if you want to like remain paid on like a consistent level. So
right.
It has definitely got like logistics that, you know, you would love like your boy to come and pay you every 2 or 3 days, but that is not the way it works. So, but yeah, wow, damn, plethora. We have covered some conversations.
We sure have. Yeah, so thanks for tuning in to The Screw. We love you.
We, that rhymes and shit. That's so nice. We do.
Oh, how nice.
We love you.
Thanks. All right, well, tune in next week because you can hear my. So, just a little what I'm doing this weekend. I'm doing a whole fuck marathon of myself, fucking myself to try to raise money for my lawsuit. And I'm doing Friday, 6 p.m. till tap out. And Saturday, I'm going to do 1 p.m. until the goal is 10 p.m.
Wow. Okay. Hell yeah. Rock and roll.
So 10 hours of fucking myself on camera. And
okay.
I'm
take well, take your vitamins. Stay hydrated.
It's going to be, yeah. The longest I've done before was, I think it was 6 hours or was it 5 hours? It may have been 6. That was the longest. So this will be double that. And I, yeah.
All right. Well, you know, practice makes perfect. You'll be on like 3-day marathons
before
pussy. You know it.
My poor pussy.
Build that shit up. your pussy gonna be able to lift? Like,
eventually, I'm going to lose all feeling out of my pussy because they're always like, "Oh, don't bicycle on bike seats because that like ruins the sensation to your labia."
Right.
And then they also, you know, also like, you know, fucking yourself with a vibrator for 12 hours straight also will do the same. And I do both. I ride, like, that's my exercise, is my bike. You know, so.
Oh, shit.
Great.
Pussy awesome. Don't fail me now. All right.
Yeah, so tune in if this is before, I don't know, when we're releasing this, so it doesn't really matter, but yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Wish me luck.
Good luck. Good luck, Mom.
I'll give a nice recap on the next episode. Was the whole point of me telling you.
Yeah,
that.
Nice.
So
yeah.
Next week for a recap of my fuck myself a thon.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love it. Okay. Follow the screw and shit. Here we go. How do I shut all this shit up?